all things aren't black and white, so we use a little gray matter. Talk Radio 570 KVI.
Well, I get to talk to an old friend. Guy probably will forget more about politics than most people know. John Gizzi from Human Events. John, how many years have you now been at Human Events?
33, John.
Oh, yes. Since the Carter era. And I got to know John early in the Reagan administration when I worked back there, and we've stayed in touch over the years. By the way,
I think you were about 12 when we met, John, right?
Well, 13. But
right. You're a prodigy.
I do want to remind people that humanevents.com is one of the finest news sites in the country. And if you haven't checked it out, please do so. Human Events, one of the best newspapers on Capitol Hill now, is one of the best news sites as well. Thanks for making the time, John. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure.
I want to, what you are known for back east is your knowledge of various states, which counties are in play, which locales will drive a particular turnout. So I want to focus on a couple of states here, if I can. The first is Ohio. Where do you see Ohio right now in the presidential race? And then I'm going to ask you about Virginia, but let's start with Ohio.
Dead even, but definitely leaning toward Romney. He has the momentum there for a number of reasons. Number one is the economy in the state and popular response to Governor John Kasich's policy of cutting taxes and having greater deregulation. The governor suffered a little bit when he tried to make all state employees pay for a greater share of their pensions and health care.
Oh, they went to the polls and rebuked him on that.
Right.
That was Governor Kasich. Yeah.
Right. But he rebounded as the economy seemed to turn around and there were better jobs in Ohio. They give him credit for this, and they're giving Governor Romney a lot of credit for doing it nationwide if he's elected, or I should say a lot of hope for Governor Romney.
Why doesn't this help the president? Because if you're in a state with lower unemployment and the people are more content, why wouldn't they say, well, we have no problem with this president?
Because Ohioans can clearly see the difference that the policies nationally, which are a stimulus package that has not worked, which are turning over the auto industry in nearby Michigan to the United Auto Workers Union, and a health care plan that polls showed Buckeye State residents were against.
That's a little different from
a governor who makes it clear he wants to cut regulations, and in Governor Kasich's words, progress is not a dirty word in Ohio.
He was John Kasich, who John Gizzi, my guest, knows from his years in Congress, gave the perfect answer. He was asked by David Gregory on Meet the Press, so who gets the credit for the better economy in Ohio, the president or you? And Kasich said, the people who created the jobs.
Right.
And again, so you see it trending Romney's direction. Something else that's shocked me, we keep hearing about the Obama early voting ground game. They're getting their people to the polls. They're emphasizing early voting. The president went and made a special trip to Chicago, so vote early, set the example. And yet we're hearing from Gallup that Romney has something on the measure of a 5 to 6 point lead among early voters.
Well, I'm not sure what it all adds up to nationwide. I know that when you factor in absentee voters, that certainly works in behalf of Governor Romney. And I'll give you an example. I was in Pennsylvania this weekend, another state that's definitely in play. And the Republicans very proudly say that the number of people who've requested absentee ballots from their state party dwarfs that of those who requested it from the Democratic Party. So at least in absentee ballots, Republicans are leading in a very key state. Congressman Joe Walsh, facing a very tight reelection battle, said that in Cook County, the early voting is down, right where the president went to vote himself. So I think there's certainly a lot of anecdotal information to make it clear that The president cannot rely on early voting alone to save him.
All right. Before we return to our coverage of Hurricane Sandy, real quickly, let us go to Virginia, a state that has been hit by
all right. John, I am going to go out on a limb today.
Okay.
And say without hesitation, I do believe Mitt Romney will carry Virginia for a number of reasons. The message about the Obama budget and the Obama agenda cutting defense spending has truly resonated. Second, Congressman Tom Davis, himself a political expert, told me that the Get Out the Vote operation in Virginia is far more efficient on behalf of Governor Romney than it is for President Obama. And he said the Romney operation exceeds that for George W. Bush in 2004.
Now, we only have a minute, but a lot of people say, you know, explain that, because like unions have their people working and they're getting paid to do this around the clock. I say it's because the reason why they've got this going is because they're having a more difficult time exciting their base and getting them off the couch.
Yeah, and if you talk about Virginia, it's a right-to-work state.
Okay.
Unions are not exactly the powerhouse that they are there. But I can also tell you that in other states, unions are not excited. You're absolutely correct. And I think we're going to see that in Pennsylvania, notably, and very possibly in Michigan, Governor Romney's home state, where you're seeing him surge at the very end.
All right. So your call today here, John Gizzi from Human Events, is you think Romney now has Virginia?
I think he has Virginia. I think there's an excellent chance he'll carry Ohio, Pennsylvania, and Michigan right behind them.
Wow. I mean, if he got either Pennsylvania or Michigan, that would be an early bedtime for everybody on election night. John Gizzi from Human Events, thanks for being here. KVI.